Podium Audio presents Recall, Book 1 of GSG Van Horn Series. Written by Toby Neighbors, performed by AJ Jones. Chapter 1. Just after dawn was my favorite part of the day. The sun cast the mountains in shades of red, pink, and even golden yellow as it came up on Leonis B. Normally, I took my time enjoying the start of the day, but I had to go down into town for supplies. Still, I couldn't help but stop and stare at the beauty of the planet as I did the daily stretching exercises that helped my once mangled body loosen up. My entire left side had been crushed and burned. My knee, hip, and shoulder had been replaced with artificial joints, and for a long time the scar tissue had been stiff and painful. But life on Leonis B had changed that. I wasn't young, but I felt more like myself than I had in years, almost like a new recruit on some days. Of course, the burn scars were still there, all on my body, around my shoulders and covering my neck and head. Hair wouldn't grow around where my mangled ear stuck out like a piece of chewed-up gristle. My left eye couldn't be replaced due to the damage to my orbital bones. I didn't mind, though. I could still see, still hear, and while in the early days after being wounded on Leuton Sea I wanted to die, I was very much alive. Each day on Leonis B saw gains in my recovery that medical technicians and doctors in the fleet had said was impossible. The only thing that still lingered was the memory of those wounds. Sometimes the pain came back for short, terrible moments as I relived one of the worst times in my life. Fortunately, the beauty of Leonis B and the alien minerals found on it had done wonders for my healing. On any other morning, I would complete a full circuit of physical therapy outside as the sun finished painting the mountains. It was the calm before the storm of a full tag team workout. Training in the mountains was a grueling affair, and it was the reason I was in such good shape, all things considered. But this morning, I was happy just to take in the beauty of the pristine world that was my home. Leonis B was a hot, dry world. Water was plentiful if a person knew where to look, but it was mostly desert terrain. The mountains that I called home were far from the mining operations that had been set up once the planet was wrested from the Orcasi. I had been heavily involved in the military operation, but that was a different story. I was retired now from the Fleet Marines and settled on a budding world. The only thought on my mind today was getting supplies back to the cabin I had built in the mountains. Mook came out of his home that was carved into the mountainside. Unlike me, he was lucky in love. Following the four-legged polytrot alien was a pack of small creatures with heavy bone plates growing from their heads.
Cho!
Mook barked at me. Morning, I replied. How's the family? Once upon a time, I had saved Mook's life. The orcs, our slang term for the Orcasi, had enslaved him and forced him to mine for the mineral called leonosite, which they used as a power source. Since taking the planet and discovering the mineral's capabilities, humans were using it too. But we didn't enslave other races. The polytrots were thriving on Leonis B since they had been freed from their servitude. Mook was a prime example.
Good,
he yipped. The polytrots were four-legged creatures with a wide bone shield growing from the top of their skull. It came to a point just above the tip of their angular muzzle and spread wide over their shoulders. They had thick fur on their backs but no tails. They looked like the love children of a dog and a dinosaur and could dig deep into the mountains or ground if they wanted to. But what truly made them unique was their vocal capability. They looked like animals but sounded like people. What's more, they picked up human language easily due to their ear for languages. Keep an eye on the place, I told him. I'm heading into town for the day.
What that?
Mook whined. It was the polytrot word for come. Mook understood my language.